Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, Baba Basra 135. And today's Daf Yomi tells us the following incident. There was an incident about a person, Davi Muxlik on the Lesley Achi, that in the town it was established that this person had no brothers. And it was known, however, for certain that he had no children. And we know that the law is that if a person dies and he has no children and he has no brothers, then his wife must either have Yibum or Chalitza. She must have this marriage either with her brother-in-law, or else the marriage must be terminated via chalitza, by this her spinning in the shoe. And if she does not have either of those things, she's not allowed to marry anybody from the street. So says the Gemara, under this circumstance where it was established that he has no brothers, and furthermore, on top of that, the Amar Bishas Misa Deleis Leachi, not only was it established in the city that he has no brothers, but on top of that, he went ahead and as he was dying, he said, I have no siblings, which means the implication is that his wife should be allowed to remarry whoever she wants. So when this incident came before Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, "My Lachoshle, what do we have to be concerned about? Chado de Mochsaklon Deleis." And first of all, as we established, we know in our city, we know that she has no brothers. And second of all, Voda Amar Bishas Misa Delesli. And second of all, as he was dying, he said he has no brothers. So we know that he has no brothers. Of course she can remarry. That is what Rav Yosef said. Comes along Abaye, and Abaye explains, Amri Abaye, Ha Amri Deika Eden Bimedina Sayam Deyadi De Islayachi. So Abaye said, yeah, but there's a rumor in the city that it's true that we have established that he has no brothers, but there is a rumor in the city that there are brothers and that these brothers live overseas or have placed very far away. And these brothers, these witnesses that are overseas, they know that this person does have a brother. And so therefore, how could we allow her to remarry and say that he has no brothers when we have to wait for these witnesses to come and we can interrogate them and see whether indeed this person has brothers? And so therefore, Abaye was questioning why Rav Yosef allowed her to remarry when we know in fact that there are witnesses who may be saying that she could not remarry. Comes along Rav Yosef and says, yeah, but so what? Hashda, now at this moment, Mias Halesnu Kamon, these witnesses are not in front of us. And so therefore, since these witnesses are not in front of us, even though there is a rumor in the city that says that there are witnesses that exist, and that these witnesses could possibly destroy the chazakah, destroy the presumption that he has no brothers, since they're not here, we don't have to be concerned about them. And Rav Yosef indeed brings a proof for his position. The proof comes from a case that we had in Kesubos 23a, where we're told that the daughters of Shmuel had been captured. And we know that in general, when people are captured, when women are captured, there's a concern that they will be violated. And if a woman is violated, then she would not be allowed to marry a Kohen. And so Rav Yosef says, isn't this similar to the case that Rabbi Chanina talks about in Kesuvos 23a, to Amar Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina said when he was asked about the daughters of Shmuel, who were captured, and they were held in captivity amongst the captives, and every one of them said that even though she was captured, she was able to remain there without being violated. And so Rabbi Chanina allowed them to remarry and to marry a Kohen. And so they asked Rav Shimon Bar Abba, why did Rabbi Chanina allow this? And Rav Shimon Bar Abba said, because how are you going to allow them to remarry this, even though there are witnesses that say that they were captured? That they were captured, and then when they were captured, they were violated. So Rabbi Chanina answered, yes, because why do we have to listen to these rumors? Edim Bitzad Istan. These witnesses are in the north. They're on the other side of the world. We know what's in front of us. We don't have to be concerned about these witnesses on the other end of the world. And right in front of us, these women are saying that they were able to be to remain without being violated. So because of the witnesses that are in the north that maybe say something different, Vitayasa, we're going to prohibit them. And so therefore, Rabbi Yosef is saying, why should we listen to the fact that there may be witnesses here? This is exactly like the case of the daughters of Shmuel, who we allowed to marry a Kohen, even though there was a rumor that there were witnesses in the north. So Abaye says, no, the two cases are not at all the same. Im hekalnu b'shvuya nekel b'eishes ish. Okay, the daughters of Shmuel, they were captured women. So if we were lenient under those circumstances, why should we also be lenient in the case of a married woman? So the point is that by a captured woman, there's just a prohibition, a simple prohibition that they're not allowed to marry a Kohen. But in the case of a married woman, who, if we're going to allow her to remarry under these circumstances, that's a much more severe prohibition of chenek. That is a much more severe prohibition than the prohibition of marrying a kohen. And second of all, a woman who is captured, we can believe that she has the assumption that she can retain, she is able to protect herself from being violated. But here, this is about allowing a woman to marry somebody, if even though there's a concern that she's already married. So the cases are not similar. And so therefore, Abaye rejects Rav Yosef's comparison. And so therefore, comes along Rava, and Rava says, Chushla, that we have to be concerned under these circumstances. That's the way the Rashbam reads it, that we are concerned and we do not allow her to remarry. Although Rabbeinu Gershom cites another opinion saying, Chushla, no, we believe her and not her husband. But in general, most authorities assume that the assumption is we have to be concerned under these circumstances and we do not allow her to marry. The Chishukei Chomet discusses a situation where there was a woman in the town who married a Kohen, and before she got married to this Kohen, there were rumors that she was not allowed to marry a Kohen because she had been with somebody who wasn't Jewish, and under those circumstances, a woman is not allowed to marry a Kohen. And so she and her father denied the rumors, and they married, and this person had many children who were Kohanim, but the people in the town, they wanted to say, well, we don't believe she's a Kohen because we have these rumors. And so Chishukei Chomet, at the end of his tshuva, cites the Ran, and the Ran says, even though the Shulchan Aruch rules that under the circumstances of the Gemara, we have to be concerned for her, and we do not allow her to remarry in the case of Yibam. We don't allow her to marry anyone. Here, it's just a question of a presumption of allowing her to marry somebody to retain her kahuna, and also, there's no witnesses here. It's just rumors, so therefore, we can allow our children to remain as Kohanim.